Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday night. It's 10 o'clock. We are back at our normal night and time. This is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight, unfortunately, we have to start off with some sad news for any fans of 1980s and early 90s professional wrestling. You might remember the outlaw Ron Bass. Unfortunately, Ron Bass passed away this afternoon at the age of 68 years old. Our condolences go out to his family. And if I had a bell on the audio for the show, I would probably do a 10-bell salute. But nonetheless, rest in peace, Outlaw Ron Bass. Now on to some other news. SmackDown having just finished. Randy Orton defeated AJ Styles to advance to the main event of WrestleMania to face Bray Wyatt the way it should have been all along. So now it will be Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt for the WWE Championship. And we will see Goldberg defending the Universal Championship, which he just won on Sunday night against Brock Lesnar. Also, we'll see, although it hasn't been officially announced yet, which I don't know what they're waiting on with the official announcement, you will see Roman Reigns taking on The Undertaker. Alexa Bliss will defend her SmackDown Women's title against every woman on the SmackDown roster, which means it'll basically be a six women. I don't know if they're going to do a scramble. I don't know if it's going to be a gauntlet match. That hasn't been addressed yet, but it's basically going to be a six-woman match. If you include Tamina Snuka, which I think you would have to, because she is cleared to wrestle, and she will probably actually make her on-air debut or on-air return at WrestleMania. And for anybody who missed SmackDown tonight, Mickie James hit Alexa Bliss with a Mick kick to, I guess, send a message that Alexa can't trust anybody when it comes to that title. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens when Alexa Bliss defends the title against every woman on the SmackDown roster. Don't want to see her keep it, because that would make no sense considering she's the smallest woman on the roster, and there are definitely people that should beat her. But, you know, I said I was going to talk about anything and everything professional wrestling related. So if you're out there, if you're listening, the number to call in is 323-870-3411. Once again, that's 323-870-3411. And you know, I want to talk about pretty much a little bit of everything. You've got the Broken Hardys, who have left Impact Wrestling, thank God, because I don't think they're while I believe that TNA was giving them a fair amount of creative control, I don't believe their talents were as appreciated as they would be if they were somewhere else, like WWE or Ring of Honor, because let's be honest, hardly anybody ever watches Impact Wrestling anymore. So, I really think the career move to leave Impact Wrestling was probably the smartest thing the Hardys could have done. I am, however, a bit disappointed in the fact that they signed a deal of any length with Ring of Honor. They could have done an appearance based contract where they would not have been tied to any one promotion. However, I have heard that they are not, now I have heard that they are taking other independent bookings, and that is at least until May, as that's what I've heard, which could mean a Hardy return to WWE this summer, which if that happens, I hope they are allowed to retain creative control over the Broken Hardy gimmick, because that's honestly the best thing going in professional wrestling right now. And while I have a minute and my thoughts are going 50 million different directions, as they normally do, I want to give a shout out to Dare to Dream Productions. Dare, the number 2, Dream Productions. You can find them on Facebook. I want to give a shout out to them. They make t-shirts, they make hats, stickers, pretty much anything you can print, they make mugs. Put on a mug, they can do it for you. I want to give a shout out to them. If you're a professional wrestler and you're looking for something, go to them. Tell them I sent you. Maybe you get a discount. Maybe I'll get a commission. Hint, hint. But yeah, I want to give them a shout out. So, Dare to Dream Productions on Facebook. Like them. Check out their pictures. Anyway, back to the show. Tonight's all about you guys. If you want to talk about it, professional wrestling related, come on the air, ask your question, give your statement, and we'll go from there. And I do believe, hey, we have a caller that actually wants to say something. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller? I used to be your co-host. I'm just not any
Justin
caller.
Dream, welcome to Matt Chat.
Hey, if I ain't heard from you and I can't tell you how long, how the hell have you been?
I've been surviving.
Fair enough.
So how have you been, my old friend?
I've been doing pretty good for myself. This past Saturday, I made my NOW debut. This weekend, I got FWE in Franklin, and then the following weekend, I got a double shot in both Indiana and Michigan. So I think things are starting to look up pretty good for me.
I'd say you're becoming a very busy man. I'm glad to hear that.
In the dream.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Live the dream, my brother.
So what else is on your mind, my brother?
22 seconds. That's what's on my mind.
I'm assuming you're talking about the time that it took Goldberg to defeat Kevin Owens.
22 flipping seconds. And, like, I'm not going to lie to you, the way that they have built up Goldberg vs. Lesnar, I'm not looking forward to it because you had Goldberg beat Brock Lesnar in a minute and a half. I'd say he's been in the ring less than 5 minutes since he came back in November. Like, including that, Memorial Rumble, and this past Sunday.
Well,
I
don't know. The Rumble,
you,
he was in there for a while, so.
Oh, really? He came in at 28, and he was eliminated before Roman Reigns came out.
Oh, yeah, I guess he was. So, yeah, he's right around that 5 minute mark for ring time since he returned.
From a fan's perspective, why should I look forward to Brock Lesnar vs. Goldberg? That's my question.
You know, I really don't have a good answer for you.
And then,
personally,
like,
I'm not looking forward to it.
I threw this out to somebody. If Lesnar beats Goldberg in Mania, Goldberg's still 2-1 against Lesnar, so he's still behind on it. What's the point?
Mm-hmm. And Goldberg still has a winning record in WWE since WrestleMania 20. He'll have a 3-1 record. Of course, not counting the Royal Rumble. But yeah, I really don't know. I think they're just trying to figure out what to do with the title until somebody who isn't part-time comes along and takes it. And unfortunately, I have a feeling that that person is going to be Roman Reigns.
It really can't be anybody else at this point.
It could be Braun Strowman, but I don't see that happening.
See, like, I can't see Braun Strowman just because he was pinned clean as a whistle by Roman this past Saturday.
Which, that also made very little sense to me.
Joe,
and what was with
go ahead and give well, since we're on Sunday, why don't we just you just go ahead and give me your personal review of Sunday? How does that sound? Give us something to talk about.
Sunday was one of the worst pay-per-views I've ever seen from WWE. They
Sunday
did very little
Raw.
To do what?
Sunday Night Raw.
Basically, yes. They basically the only two storylines that they did that they advanced at all for WrestleMania were, and honestly, they didn't even do this on Sunday, was, oh yeah, they did, Aries and Neville.
We're trying
and,
very looking forward.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And the Neville-Jack Gallagher match was by far the best match on Sunday night.
Oh yeah, and
that's got to tell you something right there. When the cruiserweight match is the one that steals the show.
I was disappointed by Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah, me too.
That should
have been one of the better matches of the night.
Like, they opened up the show.
And then the other storyline that they advanced was Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho. But that was it.
Another match I'm looking forward to. Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe. Opening up the show, I'm thinking, yeah, it's fast-paced, hard-hitting, super indie, big match. And not only does that match go, what, 8-9 minutes maybe? Does that sound about right?
I think it was 7, actually.
But you also, half hour later, you have two completely throwaway matches that nobody cares about. They're like, nobody's interested. At least I'm not interested in a Rusev versus Jinder Mahal story. I don't know about you.
No. And the rumor around about the whole Rusev Big Show match was the reason that Rusev lost so bad to Big Show was punishment for getting his hair cut without permission from Vince.
He lost via murder.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not getting your not as the boss get your hair cut. That's fine. But he's handsome Rusev. I feel like he could be a four on Cody Rhodes when he did that.
Yeah. I was happy that the Undertaker showed up last night. But what was with Braun Strowman backing down from The Undertaker?
I will say this right now. By the way, Braun Strowman has been presented the past 2 months, I would so much rather see Braun Strowman versus Undertaker than Roman Reigns versus Undertaker. Just because, Strowman is
so would I, but
so
I don't see it.
What was that?
I said, so would I, but I don't see that happening. I see it being
like
Roman, because everybody wants Roman. Well, Vince wants Roman to be his next big star, and he doesn't care what the people want.
If you can't tell me you expected Braun Strowman to come off the top rope for a Fat Flash, you can't tell me that.
Oh, no, absolutely not. That was very unexpected.
you remember last year when everybody was so scared when they were built the idea of Undertaker versus Braun Strowman? Do you remember that when everybody was so scared about that?
Oh, yeah.
Fast forward 2017, I want that.
Yeah, I'd rather have that than Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker.
Like, I'm not saying keep Roman Reigns off the card. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't put him with Undertaker. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying keep him off Mania completely.
Put him in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and let him lose. And
I wouldn't even say that. I'd say put him in an interpromotional match. Have a Raw vs. SmackDown. Do like the whole representative.
But who would you have him face? Oh, excuse me.
I think it's somebody. Cena! Screw it! We can finally do it!
Yeah, but Cena's got The Miz and Maurice in that mixed tag team match. Even though, again, I don't believe they've officially announced that one yet, either.
Everybody wants to see a WrestleMania 27 rematch between Cena and Miz. Everybody wants to see that. Right? Right.
Yeah, everybody wants to see them the feud that doesn't end.
Hey, but the feud they did in either 2008 or 2009, I thought was could have been good. Back when Miz was still doing the whole he came out in like some shorts and the whole Real World Star thing. He like when he kept during the whole calling out Cena, he never showed up. Like, if he kept saying, I'm 1-0 against Cena. That was my favorite Cena versus Miz feud of everyone that they've had.
That was good, but yeah, I'm ready for that feud to end. Yeah, now that you got the women involved, it's just too much.
It's going to be every year you got to have a total Divas angle every year.
See, I don't like the total Divas angle thing. I don't. It's not. I just don't think it's a good thing to do on especially for WrestleMania.
Okay,
on one of the other pay per views, maybe, but not WrestleMania.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying, like, every year they gotta do it. Especially since, I guess, Maurice and Miz are also on Total Divas this time around. So, yeah, this is all
just...
Yeah. Hey, it could have been worse. We've had worse stories going into WrestleMania. Remember when Booker T
and Edge faced a shampoo commercial?
Booker T and Edge facing for a shampoo commercial.
I don't remember that one.
WrestleMania 18.
That's why I don't remember it, because that was 15 years ago. How do you remember that when it was 15 years ago?
I'm in Tocopedia half the time. The biggest thing I remember is that they did the showdown. And then, like, there was a perfect shot of a fan holding a sign right in the middle that said, "They're fighting over shampoo."
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Show, WrestleMania.
But we'll see. Hopefully it's a good show. They've got 3 weeks to throw it, or four, about 3.5 weeks to throw it the rest of the way together, so hopefully it'll be a good one.
What do you think of them building both Styles and Shane O'Mac? What are your thoughts on that?
I like Shane McMahon. I respect Shane McMahon. But Shane McMahon is not a professional wrestler. This will be the second year in a row that he's had a match at WrestleMania. Just no.
Can I say something that's not so much an argument?
Sure.
Is he a professional wrestler? Is he an entertainer? Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I will not deny that he is entertaining as can be. But he needs to stay out of the ring. Let the trained professional wrestlers do all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm never going to say he had a bad match last year, because honestly, the Hell in a Cell match was highly entertaining. I thought he was insane for jumping off the top, but
when
I thought McFoley was insane for jumping off the top too.
Himself on that stair bump this past Survivor Series.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was it for him. I'm not even going to lie.
There have been several times where I thought he was done. And
now,
if he was anybody else, he probably should have been.
Okay, so let's look at the card right now. Like, I have mental notes. You got, like, hypothetically, you know, half these matches haven't been pronounced, just what I'm assuming, okay?
Okay.
AJ Styles vs. Shane McMahon. Roman Reigns vs. The Undertaker. Chris Jericho vs. Kevin Owens for the United States title. Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, Universal title. Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, WWE title. Triple threat, maybe Fatal 4-Way. Maybe I feel like Nia Jax is going to get in on that women's match between Bayley, Charlotte, and Sasha.
You know, I have a feeling you're right. Somehow she's going to get herself put in that match.
You got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, of course.
Which I think will be won by Samoa Joe if he doesn't have a singles match.
You don't think they're going to do a call-up like they did last year with Baron Corbin?
I don't think there's anybody that's ready enough. They might call somebody up, but I don't think they'll have them win it, because that would be too predictable.
Fair enough. Like, I didn't even notice Baron Corbin in last year's Rumble. Like, you had DDP, Tatanka, Shaquille O'Neal for some fucking reason.
That's another thing. Is the match with Big Show versus Shaquille O'Neal going to happen or not? I've seen people say it's going to happen. I've seen people say it's not going to happen.
But they keep calling each other out, so.
Exactly. Personally, I don't want it to happen. Because, again, Shaquille O'Neal, not a professional wrestler.
Well, should we,
yeah,
should
it was cool to see him in the Battle Royal last year, but
can we hold up a minute and give props to Big Show? He's in the best shape of his life at this moment.
Like, no, absolutely.
Moment, like, he's in the best shape of his life. Like, he's got abs. It's good for him. He's going to throw that out there. Good for him.
Yeah, I just want to see. I actually would like to see Braun Strowman versus Big Show again because their match on Raw was amazing.
That match was. I'd give it 4 stars. Like, I'm not Dave Meltzering it. I'd give it 4 stars myself on my personal scale. Just like, because you don't.
I'd give it 4.5, but that's just me. I won't call it a 5-star match because the only one of those that I've ever seen was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Randy Savage at WrestleMania 3. And nothing will ever top that again.
I'm a little biased. I think you know my personal choice for 5-star match. I'm a little biased.
Actually, I'm not sure what yours is, but I know you're biased.
The Triple Threat of WrestleMania 20.
Okay, yeah. That doesn't surprise me at all.
My personal favorite match of all time. The match that made me want to be a professional wrestler.
Yeah. That match apparently made a lot of people want to be professional wrestlers. Not me, but...
Do you think it's going to happen, Shaq and Shell?
I don't know. I keep going back and forth on whether it's actually going to happen or not.
Like they're making like no mention of it on TV, so I'm really thinking it's just hype.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too. I'm thinking if it does end up happening, it'll be the Monday before WrestleMania. Shaq will show up on Raw and call out Big Show. And they'll set it up right then and there.
And I personally hate that because you got the biggest show of the year and you're going to start doing stuff to literally your show before that event.
You know, honestly, though, for a match like that, I think that's the perfect way to build it is do it last minute.
You don't think that can be like a special attraction match?
Yeah, but it doesn't need the build that it has. That,
well, I'm not, that I'm they've not saying been... like months and months ahead. I'm just saying like Big Show should at least like make a comment about Shaq this Monday. If
he should
just like have Shaquille O'Neal out of nowhere just come in and Big Show, just like you gotta have some sort of hype behind it. And I will go on record saying, I know it's gonna happen, but I hope it doesn't happen.
What's that? I've
done Goldust Flows Mania.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's going to happen, too. I really hope it's Orton versus Wyatt, but I really think it is going to be Lesnar and Goldberg.
Honestly, who else has the star power, like, in the matches combined, like, to close maybe besides that match?
Like I said, Orton and Wyatt should do it, but they won't.
Fans will set the building aflame of Roman Reigns' main event, a third WrestleMania in a row.
I was just about to say, as long as Roman Reigns doesn't close the show, or John Cena,
that's
I'm
so
happy.
Good.
Although I don't think Goldberg and Lesnar should, as long as it's not Roman Reigns or John Cena, then I'm not going to complain about it.
That's something I'm actually pointed at right now.
What's that?
The past 2 years, we had this huge ladder match. I forget, like, a bunch of mid-carders, the pounded mid-carders, like, and put them in a ladder match. For the past 2 years, it has been amazing. Daniel Bryan won. Zack Ryder won. And then, like, I'm just seeing that nowhere in sight coming into this year. I thought that was going to start being an annual thing, like Intercontinental U.S. title. But, like, unless Dean Ambrose defends the Intercontinental title, but I feel like it's...
No,
I feel
think
like
he's going to be in either a last man standing or in street fight or something of that nature against Baron Corbin, but...
And which, Baron Corbin's actually grown on me, like, I love like, I really did like that because it was something brand new.
Mm-hmm. I liked him in NXT. The disrespectful rookie thing kind of turned me off a little bit because it was just, it's been overdone, in my opinion, but.
In my opinion, he is starting to grow on me again.
I
haven't seen that character done so well since Orton was the Legend Killer.
That's true. It hasn't been done that well since Orton was the Legend Killer. That is very true.
Like, Austin Aries makes his debut, and he just roughshops him just because he's taking his spotlight. And he's going after Samoa Joe, just like these people that have been places. Like, I was a fan of that. I really was.
I just don't know if WrestleMania is going to be all that great this year. I mean, I'm still going to watch it, obviously, because it's WrestleMania.
Well, box.
Yeah, well. And I'm planning on having a huge party.
I believe it. Everyone's been walking hard.
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm planning on having a huge party. So hopefully I'll have a house full.
Last year, I remember Mania so good last year just because it was because I actually got out state booking that same day. It was me, Aaron Gunn, Batman Rob, and Kevin Cook. We all carpooled in Michigan and worked at UWA in Saginaw. And then, like, on the way home, Batman Rob was able to get things on his phone and, like, set it up at the sunrise, the sun part. And then, like, we all just watched Mania on the ride home.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure that I'm home and not doing anything else that day.
We watch Undertaker
sure
with Shane at the Waffle House. And it was the worst Waffle House I've ever been to. I'll put it bad out right now. I sent my playback 7 times to the Waffle House.
Wow, that's bad.
He kept screwing it up.
That's really bad.
They did not get a tip, easy to say.
Yeah. If they screwed it up that many times, I can imagine they would not get a tip. But my friend, I'm about out of time, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to wrap things up. I appreciate the call. And I'm sure I'll talk to you here soon.
Sounds good, bro.
All right, my friend. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
See you later.
Later. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Justin Dream, who I just hung up on for some reason. I meant to mute him, but that's okay. Well, forgive me. We go back way too far. The first client I ever had. But I'm about out of time, and so I want to thank Justin Dream for calling in, and hopefully next week we'll have a much better show. I will have a guest announcement here in the next couple of days, hopefully. So for Justin Dream, for the absent Fat Man Rob Fatone, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody. Good night.